comes the Monday Marketing Huddle Podcast. We are here to provide you marketing tips and tricks to expand your business. And now your hosts, Debbie Pomeray and Darcy Garvin.
Okay, here we go. Well, good morning and welcome to the Monday Marketing Huddle. And today we have Megan Hovey. Megan Hovey is a marketing coordinator intern at D2 Media. So welcome, Megan.
Hi, it's nice to be here.
Well, great to have you, even though we probably made you do this, right?
No.
Okay, well, great. Before I start, why don't you give the listeners just a quick bio of who you are and maybe a fun fact about you, Megan?
Yeah, so like Debbie said, I'm the marketing coordinator intern for D2 Media. I'm a rising sophomore at High Point University in North Carolina, majoring in sports media and minoring in social media marketing. So with that, I'd kind of hope to be in a digital marketing position at a collegiate or professional sports team. And kind of a fun fact about me, I grew up as a competitive figure skater. I graduated high school in 2019, and I took a gap year in between my senior year of high school and my freshman year of college to tour with Disney on Ice. So I toured all around the United States, Mexico, and Canada with Disney on Ice, skating and performing for families all over. So that was a really cool experience. But here I am now. Happy to be here.
Disney on Ice. How cool is that? So what characters did you play? Any fun ones?
So I was an ensemble skater, so I did a bunch of different stuff. I was like a Green Army soldier. We had a big Toy Story 3 production, so I was in that. We had a big Frozen segment, so I was one of the citizens. So I had a bunch of different scenes in that. And kind of as my role as an ensemble skater, I would fill in for people when they would go into different roles. Their normal tracks needed to be occupied, so I was kind of always ready to help anybody out. So my schedule was never the same, even if we would do three shows in a day. Sometimes I would do three completely different things, but it kept me on my toes. And I think that's what made me love it so much, is that every day was different. And yeah, just kept me on my toes, made me really flexible.
Great. Well, that's great. Sounds like a day at D2 Media, right? Like every day is different. Yes. So I think that's a really great thing for your resume, because I think in today's business, especially starting out, you know, you're never going to do the same thing. So you've been preparing all along. So,
oh yes, for sure.
All right. Well, great. Can you explain, you know, some of the roles at D2 Media for a marketing coordinator intern? Like, what have you been working on?
Yeah. So in my role, I focus on D2 Media's social media page. So I utilize Canva, one of my favorite tools in the world, to make graphics and, you know, work on the Instagram stories and just create content that is professional, but also gets the point across and kind of conveys that feeling of we're a team. And while it is professional, it still can be fun at the same time. So I like to use like bright colors, like hot pink and navy blue. And I think you can still kind of convey those messages of professionalism, but with a twist. I also write blogs for the D2 Media website. So different things. Right now I'm working on one about the importance of a mid-year marketing review and how important that is to take the time, as much as you maybe don't want to take the time to do that, whether, you know, you're working on six different things at once, it's just important to sit down and kind of assess where you are and where you can go for the rest of the year. And I also just do some proofreading, you know, different media proposals and things like that. Just another set of eyes. I love writing, and I love, you know, looking at different pieces of writing and seeing how we can make it the most professional and best it can be. My friends laugh sometimes. I'll like ask to proofread their papers before they turn them in. Like something about it, I just love reading other people's work and helping it become the strongest it can be. So, you know, like Debbie said, no day is the same, doing different things every day, but I love it.
Yeah, that's really great. You've done a lot of that mid-year review. I love it. That saying, I don't know if I read it somewhere or someone told me, but so many business owners spend so much time working in their business that they don't stop to work on their business. And I think it's so important to stop in July and I think, you know, review where you've been and take time to celebrate, right? That's been a challenging year for a lot of businesses. So stop and celebrate, maybe course correct some things that, you know, isn't going so well, and then set some goals for the back half. So yeah, I love that mid-year review. So thank you for taking that one on.
Of course.
All right. So someone who grew up in the social media space, you know, so what do you feel are the most important things companies need to do to integrate into the digital marketing tactics? You know, what are you feeling are some good advice for some business owners out there in the social media space and in digital space?
Yeah, I think one of the biggest things is to have constant, well, maybe I shouldn't say constant, but regular scheduled content. Yeah, I think one of the biggest things is just to have regularly scheduled content. The digital marketing space, it's so competitive. I mean, if you open up Instagram and you kind of go to the explore page, my explore page is filled with different businesses, different companies. And sometimes I think it's hard to figure out, like, well, what can I do to stand out from everybody else? And that just takes research and kind of finding your niche. It's a lot of trial and error. But I think one of the biggest things is just regularly scheduled content, getting your name out there. There's a difference between posting 6 times a day and posting multiple times a week with content that you've done the research on and that makes sense for your demographic. It's kind of hard to play that balance of what is too much and what is too little. But I would say probably within like the 3 to 4 posts a week range. And again, it depends on your business and what you're doing, but as long as you're getting your name out there, I think people will notice it, especially if you tap into the algorithm and hashtags and trends and all that kind of stuff. But it is really hard.
Oh, that's great. Yeah. I just think consistency and content, right? I think exactly what you're saying. And you've been doing ours, I think, on our marketing tips on Thursday. And I like that we do that every Thursday and, you know, you lead that. So you've done a really good job with it, Megan. So thank you.
Thanks.
All right. So with your role on Disney on Ice, did you have any interactions with the media? Like, what was that like?
Yeah. So part of my role with Disney on Ice, we were asked to do different PR engagements. All of us in the company were trained by PR professionals from the Walt Disney Company. So we actually sat down one day and got trained for, I think, like 3 hours. It definitely was a really great learning experience, especially representing one of the biggest family companies in the world. There's so much responsibility within that. And, you know, Disney's such a household name. So I kind of grappled with the fact, like, how am I supposed to be myself, but also answer the questions and dodge any, like, you know, funky questions. But I think now with having that training, it's allowed me to represent myself professionally wherever I go. But yeah, I was up at 4 a.m. giving early morning television interviews and radio interviews here and there. But that was a really, really cool experience for sure.
Yeah, that's great. I mean, your resume, holy crow, that's awesome. And you're sophomore in college. It's great. All right, well, I'm going to do a shameless survey with you. So got a lot of business owners out there, you know, a lot of people in media, you know, your generation, right? Your age group. You know, what is the best way for marketers to reach you? Like, where are you spending your time? Where are you, you know, open to seeing advertisements or businesses? You know, what, like, just give us a little, like, if we were going after your demo, if I was targeting, you know, college kids or, you know, people, you know, right out of school, how do we reach you?
So I would say probably the biggest three for me personally, I watch a lot of YouTube. So YouTube ads are a really great way to advertise your business. I would say Instagram ads. A lot of people are on Instagram, especially I think the female demographic. And the last one I would say is TikTok. Oh. TikTok is like huge. I mean, I'm looking at job postings for things I'd like to go into in the future with sports teams or, you know, different marketing companies. And most of them say we need someone who is knowledgeable in TikTok. I would say like 85% of the companies I'm looking for, you know, one of the requirements must have proficiency in TikTok or be willing to at least learn it and be able to create content for us. I think what makes it so unique is that there's so many different creators. You know, there's people that can be kind of funny. There's people that do TikTok dances. And then there's the complete opposite side where you're advertising your business, you're advertising product or service. And the algorithm for TikTok is very unique. There's kind of like a For You page. So you're just scrolling through TikTok and it just can kind of come up randomly. I mean, of course, they have their own integrated algorithm that they spend time pushing and things like that. But I would say TikTok is probably the main thing that companies should start looking into if they want to advertise for people in my demographic, college age students, even high school. I mean, obviously high school and post college, I think too. I've seen so many people like making kind of TikToks talking about their navigation post college and their job search or a day in the life on the, you know, in the workforce, working from home, what that's like post COVID. So there's a bunch of different avenues that you can go down.
All right. So YouTube, Instagram, and big movement in TikTok. That's great. What about audio? I mean, where do you get your music? Where is this demographic getting their music, or is music not as important anymore? It's all video.
Yeah. So I think that, a really big thing. I know some people that listen to podcasts, a lot of people really like Spotify or Apple Music. I mean, I use Amazon Music because I have Amazon Prime, so it just comes with it. I know that's like super, I get a lot of like weird comments like, Amazon Music, really? And I'm like, listen, it's free. Like it comes with my thing. I'm just going to use it and it's fine. It works just fine.
We're an intern, right?
Yeah. So, but I think everyone has kind of like their go-to, right? So some people are all Spotify, some people are all Apple Music, some people are Amazon Music, like myself. Some people use SoundCloud. I don't know if I've never really used that. But I think, you know, those are the three big ones and people spend a lot of time on there, especially, you know, I know even out of college, listening to music, walking to class, you know, going for a drive somewhere, like just getting off campus, turn on my music. It's just kind of a nice way to relax. But I definitely think the streaming platforms are what is most popular in our kind of demographic.
So when you guys buy cars, do you guys even try to get a radio in the system, or you just need a plug and everything's coming right off your phone?
I think people are like, does this car have Bluetooth? If it has Bluetooth, we're good to go.
That's so funny. So, okay. So traditional radio really is not something you listen to.
I don't personally. I mean, I think some people, they could listen to it sometimes, but I think the streaming is where our demographic normally gravitates to, because again, it's, some people can pay and they don't, you know, there's no interruption, or they download their own music, they make their own playlists. So I think that is the way that we like to go.
Okay. I like it. That's what we want to hear, right? I mean, it's things change and we got to stay relevant. And I thought I'd do a shameless little survey with you so we could use that as our own research moving forward when we're working with that demographic. So this is great, Megan. I really appreciate you joining us, but more importantly, I really appreciate all the passion you've put into D2 Media, you know, as our intern this summer. We love what you're doing socially. And you know what? Now I've got to hire you to do a TikTok, because who knows? Maybe we need a little TikTok.
Everyone needs a TikTok.
All right. Well, thanks so much and have a great day.
Thank you.